doing? What's up? What's popping? It's been a pretty long time. Last time I put an episode out was Valentine's Day, and that was over 2 months ago. It's been long ago. Jesus have mercy. You don't feel like mad. But I'm sorry about that. Exams here and there, school stuff, frustration, school frustration, stressing the fuck out of my life. But anyways, we have conquered all and we are back. So I decided to make this episode. Just let you guys know that I'm still alive, I beg. The podcast is still up and running. Just that the whole school process, the whole school, blah, 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 had my whole time and I didn't really have time for my podcast. But anyways, I'm back. So please listen to this podcast. Listen to this episode. Tell your friends about this podcast, Random Cruise. Tell your friends, tell their own friends about this podcast. I'm not just telling them. Tell them to subscribe, listen, share the links to their own friends. And you too, share the links to your friends. Post on your social media platforms, WhatsApp, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat. Anywhere. Share, please. And you can always review, rate, whatever. Just please, I beg you, share. Thank you and God bless you. Enjoy. Hey, so guys, today I'm going to be alone. Yeah, unlike other episodes that I had my friends over and stuff like that. So today I will be making this episode alone. And today I'll be talking about psychopaths, how to identify a psychopath. You know, there are some crazy things people do that when you actually deep it, you realize that, nah, this person is not normal. You can't be a normal person doing this kind of things. So the very first on the list is, for those of you, or if you know someone that fries plantain without testing it, just another person is a psychopath. Or if you know that you do this, you are a psychopath. I'm sorry to break it to you, but you are a psychopath, guy. Because there's no way you would cut plantain. There's no way you would cut plantain, whether you are dicing it or you are slicing it. No matter what, guy, you can't do that without putting a piece in your mouth. It's not possible. Then talk less of not frying it and then not, guy. Even though it's hot, you are throwing one or two pieces in your mouth. It's not possible, guy. Omo, you can't even resist the urge. You can't. But if you actually resist the urge, then you are a psychopath. You are a psychopath. Plus, if you fry plantain without adding salt, you are a psychopath. But I have a couple of friends that do not add salt to their plantain before they fry it, giving me silly reasons about wanting this one happened, that one happens. Oh, guy, you're a psychopath. Shut the fuck up and add salt for me. Because I don't know. Obviously, people are mad. So I don't know why you don't add salt to your plantain before frying it. It's not normal. In a normal human being, shouldn't do that. Next on the list. Now, this one, I feel like those that do it, I feel like it's a superpower or something, but it's rare. Now, if you know you plug in your USB cord, let's say to your laptop or your charger head, and then you get it correctly the first time, Omo, I carry my hand for you, because that thing is rare. It's rare because, first off, even though you are holding it correctly and then you plug it in, it will not shall enter the first time. You have to flip it the wrong way, plug it in, then you head there, Omo, this is the wrong way, then you have to flip it back to the way it was previously before you now get it. But now, if you know you plug it in once and you get it correctly, or more, you are a psychopath. Yeah, you are a bloody psychopath. You shouldn't get it correctly. You shouldn't. It's not normal. Then, if you know you do not eat onions, okay, I remember my early. Years in school, I had this friend that he doesn't add onions to his stew. He doesn't add pepper. He doesn't add onions. He doesn't add crayfish to his food. Like whenever he makes stew, it's just tomatoes and vibes. You cannot get to taste anything. Like even pepper save, if it's something that the guy is buying, let's say 100 naira pepper, sorry, 100 naira tomatoes. Okay, let me just say 200 naira tomatoes. Baba will buy 50 naira pepper. If it's possible for him to buy 20 naira pepper, he'll buy it. He'll buy 20 naira pepper. He doesn't like pepper food. Now, we add onions for us in your food. No, add crayfish. Let it at least have something. Let it at least have something. No. So, if you're one of them, if you know you do not add onions to your food, you are a psychopath. Trust me. You are a bloody psychopath. Or if you know you take swallow in the morning, you just wake up in the morning and then your head tells you that, oh, more, let me not take rice, let me not take pap, let me not take tea, or let me not take bread and butter or something. And then first thing that comes to your mind is, let me go and turn a bar, or probably struggle with semo that early morning. Guy, you're a psychopath. Because I can't imagine myself starting the day with swallow. Like, how do you feel? You guys are doing it. You just wake up in the morning and then first thing is swallow. Don't you feel heavy? Don't you feel very heavy? Because I can't take in the afternoon, self, whenever I take swallow in the afternoon, I feel extremely heavy and I feel useless at that point. So I can't imagine myself taking swallow in the morning and then go on with my daily activities. I can't even take swallow during weekends, because during weekends, you know, you have to clean up, wash, all that stuff. Once I take swallow, guy, I'm done for that day. Not just to the sleep, they go like that. So if you take swallow in the morning, I'm sorry to break it to you, you're a psychopath also. And then if you chew your tabs, if you chew your tablets, if you chew drugs, be it paracetamol, panadol, whatever. I haven't have a friend that chews her Balearic drugs. Now imagine chewing Lumatem. Is it Lumatem? Maybe Amatem. I forgot. One of those ones. You know that Balearic drug that you have to take 4 of it. Is it morning and night? Yeah, morning and night. You need to take 4 tabs morning and night. This girl chews. She chews her own first before taking water, and then I'm looking at her like, see, I know it's a serial killer like this, because it's not normal. It's not normal. And then those of you that know Chemical Brother on Twitter, yeah, he chooses drugs too. So that was a psychopath on his own. So next on the list, if you know you take raw eggs, yeah, there are people on this table. As people that take raw eggs, I don't know. It seems like people take it for clearer voice or something. I can't remember. But if you know you take raw eggs, you just calm down, break egg inside plate or probably inside cup, and then you start consuming it, you start taking it inside your system, you are mad. Because even the smell alone itself will make me throw up, bruh. The smell alone will make me throw up. I can't even close my nose to take it in. So, no, some of you are mad. Some of you are mad, I beg. Some of you are mad or good, because a normal person can't do that shit. You just calm down, put egg inside plates, sorry, cup. Some people go as far as taking 2-3, and then with the yolk, good. Guy, I beg. Then next is if you fry stuff, let's say meat, chicken, fish, or whatever, and then you put it on the fry pan with granite oil boiling, and then you are frying the fish or you are frying the meat, and then you are not moving backwards or you are not trying to dodge the oil splashing, there's something definitely wrong with you. Because I don't know what kind of pain you need to feel or what exactly is wrong with you. Why won't you move back? Tell me. Why won't you move back? Now, you put your meat. Okay, sorry, for fish. It's even worse for fish, safe. Because by the time you throw in your fish, it starts popping. Automatically, it starts popping. And then you'll be there standing, flipping the fish. Like, are you mad? Yeah, my first instinct is to run. Like, I drop the fish in the fry pan, and first thing is to run away. Like, I run away. I don't care if the fish burns or what. I shall come back later to come and pick out the ones that are not born, because I can't bear the pain of oil splashing on my body. I just can't. I just can't. So I wonder how you guys do it. Girls do it a lot, but for guys, we guys be throwing our food and then run away. So girls, most of you girls are on this table, so yeah, girls are psychopaths in the normal day, so yeah, you guys are psychopaths. This one, I know if you do this one, you are definitely mad. Yeah, trust me, you are definitely mad. So now, if you watch porn on the large screen, you are mad. Now, it's actually fine. Wait, should I say it's fine? It's one thing to actually be into porn, like to be an addict watching porn. But then it's another thing to be watching porn on TV. Now, imagine connecting your phone, or let's say your system, whatever, to your television in your parlor. And then the only thing you know you'd want to watch is porn. Connected to the home theater. The guy. I'm more a big. You are definitely mad. You are definitely mad. The sounds coming out from the loudspeaker. Sorry, from the home theater, whatever, sha. And you are just there sitting down. Enjoying the porn. Sitting down. See, Omo, you are mad. You are definitely mad. Because now, even doing it in your closet, let's say in your room, you know, watching porn, I don't do it, sha. I'm just saying, from those that I've seen, you watch porn on your phone, and then there's this high level of consciousness that you would feel. There is automatically your security comes up, and then you'd want to be careful watching around, you know, okay, who's coming, so I can switch to another this thing, and that, probably another app, or to another thing or something. But now you would come down to plugging in your phone or your system to your television just to watch porn. Bruh, brother or sister, you are definitely mad. Definitely mad, Chris. Nah. Hey, so if you wear too much perfume, now I know I'm on this table. I'm definitely on this table because I don't know when to stop. I don't know when to stop spraying. If you're like me and you watch, why do I keep saying watch? If you're like me and you wear so much perfume, like instead of the normal and then you go and then and that's again, you're a psychopath. I know I'm on this table, sha. But then I don't know when to stop. Most times my roommate shouts that, Omo, what is wrong with you? That's when I realize I've gone overboard, and then I stop. But then if you're like me and then you spray too much perfume, welcome on board. You are a psychopath like me. You're definitely a psychopath. Because I don't know, I just feel like whenever I apply or whenever I wear my perf, like I need to actually smell it on my body. Without raising that particular part, I spray it up to my nose. Like even though I'm spraying it on my leg, I need to be able to stand erect, and then I'll still smell it from my leg. I don't even get what I'm saying, Sha. But yeah. Another one. Most of my Yoruba brothers and sisters are on this table because it's rare. More like I've not seen an Igbo person. I'm not trying to be tribalistic, or I'm not making it about tribes now. But yeah, you should get what I'm trying to say. It's rare for me seeing an Igbo brother or Igbo person do this. But if you know that you add sugar to your beans or to your yam, please raise up your hand and cast out that demon in you that is making you do that nonsense. Cast out that demon that is making you do that nonsense, because I don't know why you would calm down and then add sugar to your beans. Like, I mean, it's one thing to add excess spice to your food. I mean, your beans. I'm talking about beans this time. Adding excess spice, let's say your seasoning cube, Maggi or whatever, to your beans, trying to make it spicy and all. But then now, going to the extent of adding sugar, are you mad? Bruh, are you mad? You shouldn't be doing that. And then some people still add sugar to their yam. Like, what happened to just adding normal salt to your yam? And then just eat it like that. Mostly add sugar. Must everything be sweet? Omo, people that do this stuff, people are mad. I'm sorry, but you are a psychopath. If you do that, you're a psychopath. Now, if you also eat your mango without eating the peel alongside it, you are mad. You are definitely mad. Because, was it not day before yesterday? A couple of days back, I was taking mango. I was licking mango, actually. And then I was eating the peel. And then one of my friends, she said, "Why would I be taking the peel?" And I was like, "Ah, wait, this is where the nutrient is. This is where the vitamin C is inside." But no, she was throwing her own peel there, and I'm like, "Ah, anyhow, Sha, she's a mad person on the norms." So I wasn't even surprised because I have another friend too. He takes his apple, like, he peels. If he wants to take apple, he peels the back out first before taking the whitish part of the apple. And I'm like, brother, how exactly is this thing doing you? Please, what exactly is wrong with you? Because a normal person shouldn't be doing this. Why would you take your apple and then you have to peel the back, or you take your mango and not consume the peel alongside with it? Obviously, there are so many weird people on earth. There are so many mad people. Now, if you pick cow meat over goat meat, you are definitely a psychopath. You would calm down, you look at precious goat, and then you would decide that no, it's cow meat that you like. You are definitely mad. Because now, let me give it to you. According to the ranking, according to Forbes list, goat meat is actually the best meat. I don't want to know. After goat's meat, then dog's meat. Guy, if you've not tried dog's meat, you are missing out. If you're not eating dog's meat, you are definitely missing out. And the list goes on and on, and then cow's meat is like the least. It's like the least. So I don't know why you pick cow's meat over goat's meat. Like, what exactly is wrong with you, brother? Let's know the one that is doing, because I don't know why you pick cow's meat over goat's meat. Who does that? You shouldn't even be doing that. Because now, adding goat's meat. Now, okay, let's say you make pepper soup. Goat's meat pepper soup, guy. It's always tastier than cow's meat. Cow's meat is just boring and just bare like that. No vibe to it. But eating your pepper soup with goat's meat, guy, the smell alone, it's a fucking turn on. So I don't know how you pick cow's meat over goat's meat. I don't know. Then, if you know you actually answer calls on the road and then you shout, you are definitely mad. Now, it's one thing to shout, and then it's another thing to actually put your phone on loudspeaker. Now, imagine being in a bus and then a passenger receives a call and then he or she puts the phone or puts the call on loudspeaker. Now, you can hear whatever the person, the caller, is telling the passenger. But now, the passenger, calm down and talk to this person. You'll still be shouting, making noise in the bus, screaming at the top of your voice alongside the person on loudspeaker. And then you guys are shouting at yourselves and, oh, yeah, you're definitely a psychopath. I've seen so many people do this, and it's so very... no, I beg. So, last on the list. My brothers, this one's for my brother, Sha. So, if you know you pick ass over boobs, if you know you pick nyash over breasts, if you know you pick nyash over breasts, dear brother, there is something wrong with you. And there's nobody to tell you, and I'm here to tell you that there is something wrong with you, because I don't know why you pick ass over boobs. No normal person should do that. Why the fuck would you pick ass over boobs? Shouldn't be happening. It shouldn't. Nah, a normal person shouldn't do that. You shouldn't do that. Nah, you shouldn't do that. So, you shouldn't do that, I beg. You shouldn't. Well, anyways. I think that's all. So if you feel there are other things that I missed out, you can always drop it in the review. I'll be hard to do with this thing, Seth. Okay, yeah, there's a link to my host, to the host provider, actually. Yeah, it will direct you straight to Anchor, and then you can send me a voice message there telling me some things I missed out. Or probably just DM me some things I know that you feel like I missed out from the list. Or tell me some things that you feel like shouldn't be on the list. But now, even though you're telling me some things that shouldn't be on the list, that means you do those stuff. So yeah, you're a psychopath. So hello, psychopath. Sha, you're welcome. So this is the end of today's episode. Thank you for listening. Thank you for subscribing, for those of you that subscribed. And then, even though you haven't subscribed or followed, I don't know what app you're listening from. If you're listening from Apple Podcasts, please subscribe. If you're from Spotify, please follow me. Follow this podcast, I mean. And then share. Tell your friends to tell their friends to tell their friends to come listen. And yeah, share on every platform. Twitter, WhatsApp, Snapchat, Facebook, whatever app, Instagram. Please just share, subscribe, and always listen, please. Thank you. And God bless. The green light anymore. I can't see you.